Richard, Professor Richard Dawkins, already made a glittering appearance on our programme this morning, which has stimulated a lot of debate. I wanted to ask you actually about, so I've read a lot of your books, the great religious figures. I know we've got some questions from the audience as well in a minute. Because somebody sent you a T-shirt, I think it was after a lecture you did. I saw this on YouTube. It was Atheists for Jesus. Explain that one. And also the figure of Jesus Christ, this extraordinary figure. What do you make of him?
I wrote an article called Atheists for Jesus, making the point that he was a very good man, a great moral philosopher. As an individual, I don't think that the Christian values that say that he died for our sins or redeemed our sins, the idea of a sort of scapegoat who dies for other people's sins, especially dies for Adam's original sin when Adam didn't even exist. I don't think that that's great, but Jesus
How do you
himself,
know Adam didn't exist? Sorry.
I'm sorry, look, I'm a scientist, and we know that, well, there may have been an individual, but Adam, in the biblical sense, as I'm quite sure the bishop will agree, did not exist. Now, the point I was making is that Jesus, as an individual, was a very good man, and I made the slightly tongue-in-cheek suggestion that if Jesus were alive today, he'd probably be an atheist. That was all that article was about.
What sort of character do you think he was? You say he was a very good man. Do you think he was an extraordinary charismatic character?
Yeah, he was a charismatic preacher, clearly, and he clearly had the ability to excite people to follow him. So I think he was clearly a very remarkable man. Needless to say, I don't think he performed any miracles. I don't think he was born of a virgin. I don't think he thought he was the Son of God.
And you think he's gone...